Hello everybody, it's always my pleasure being with you in this great program, Peace and Love. My name is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church in West Palm Beach, Florida. We are going to talk in our episode today, Be the One, Lead the Way, about this question. How to have a positive atmosphere in your team? How to have a positive atmosphere in your team? This is something very interesting. We are going to talk about this in two lectures. There are something called 4D technique. 4D technique. We are going to take two of them this lecture, and two the other two will be in our next episode or lecture. The 4D technique are number one, discovery. Number two, dream. Number three, design. Number four, destiny. Again, the 4D technique to have a positive atmosphere in your team. Number one, discovery. Number two, dream. Number three, design. Number four, destiny. Let's start with number one, discovery. Discovery of what? As a team leader, you should discover the positive skills of your team. Sometimes you as a leader trying always to pick the negatives or the defects in the members of your team to develop them. Believe me, this is something not recommended. I want to tell you something. Even nowadays in the multinational companies, they started to change the word defect whenever they are going to make evaluation for the employees. You know, when they are making evaluation at the end of each quarter or per year for the salary increase and stuff like that, they are no more for the usage of the word defect, but they are saying what? Points to be developed. Development points. Or points to be improved. It's something about what? Development. But how? First of all, to discover the positives, not to discover the negatives. If you are always will be focusing on the negatives of the members of your team, you will never be succeeding to develop them, because you will be always working on the defects. And that's not the way of development. The way of development is starting by development of the already existing skills. Then looking for the other points which needs improvement to develop them. But in order to succeed as a person, look at the skills in you before looking at the defects in you to fix it. And that's why always give A to your team. How to give A? Give them A by focusing on the positives in them, not by focusing on the negatives to fix them. Always, even between you and yourself, how to develop yourself, not only by fixing your defects. I'm not saying fixing your defects or developing the points which need development is something to be ignored. No way, for sure. This is something is still important. But which one to start with? Start with the development and improving of your skills. If you are developing your skills and reaching with them to the maximum, you will see that a lot of the points which need to be developed will be developed automatically along the way. So always focus on that. So in order to have a positive atmosphere in your team, number one is the discovery. Discover the positives in your team. What are the positives in your team? Number two, dream. What's the dream? You as a leader for your team, you have a dream. You have a dream and your dream is clear for you. But unfortunately, sometimes it is not clear for the members of the team. They are not understanding what you want to do. What's your future vision? What's your plan? So dream with your team. never, as a leader of a team, to dream individually. You can dream individually, but you will succeed individually. If you dream individually, you will succeed individually. But if you dream individually and you translated your dream and make them dream with you, you are now growing up with the team. And the team will grow and will succeed as a team, not as a person. As a leader, you have to dream with your team. Dream together. Have your vision and sell them your vision according to the current skills you had. That's why I told you. Discovery of the positive skills, discovery of the skills of your team is the first step. And the dream which you have in your head, using the skills of your team, but dream together, not dream by yourself. You can use this technique at work when you have a dream or a vision for the current situation of the company for development. Have this dream using the skills which you see in your team and dream with them. Tell them your vision. Share them your vision. So let's dream together. If you have this dream, all of you as a team, this dream will come true one day. This dream will come true one day because all of you dreaming with it. Michelangelo said something, I want to share it with you. It's very important. Inside every block of stone or marble dwells a beautiful statue. One need only remove the excess material to reveal the work of art within. In each stone, there is a marble dwells in it. In each person in front of you, never to say that this person is dumb, this person is no way, it's extremely negative. Don't take this position. Please be positive. See the positives in people around you. That's why the discovery is the first step for having a positive atmosphere in your team. Not only that, I want to tell you that if you discover the positive skills of the members of your team, you can help to delegate and to make them function in their best way. So whenever you dream, they can share you your dream because they will be believing in you. Discovery and dream are something very important for the positive atmosphere in your team. I want to have a verse from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. This is a positive way of thinking. You may fall 7 times, but you can rise again. Discovery is the key for the positive way of thinking. By discovering the positive skills in people around you, even if they fall 7 times, believe in them so that they can be back again and they can be on track again and they can rise again. Discover the positives of your team and dream together to help for the success of your team, not as an individual. Thank you very much for this episode, how to have a positive atmosphere in your team. Looking forward to being with you next week to complete the 4D technique together. We are going to talk about design and destiny, the other 2 D's. Thank you again very much. My name again is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church in West Palm Beach, Florida, located in 3405 Forest Hill Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33406, just in front of the school district. Our ceremony and the mass, the liturgy, will be on Sundays from 8:30 to 10. Looking forward to seeing you. It will be always our pleasure. Thank you very much again.